ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्तिशान्तिशान्तिः। So we are seeing the mantras, the second chapter, the mantras which repeatedly, emphatically state that Ishvara is the truth. Ishvara is a status attributed to the very reality. From the standpoint of the universe, and that truth which enjoys the status of being the Lord alone is there in every individual being as the innermost essence because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Reality is the subtlest. Reality is the most abstract. Therefore, very swarupam, very nature is that it is all pervasive. All pervasiveness being the nature, there's no place, no time, no object where reality is not. So reality being always everywhere in everything, as the innermost essence of everything, is available also for recognition only as the innermost essence, as the content of I, as the truth of individual being in one's own mind. This is a fact, and this fact is repeatedly emphasized, repeatedly conveyed in this, in these mantras. Okay. In the 11th mantra, we saw Manaseivedam aptavyam nehananasti kinchana mrityoho mrityosa mrityam gacchati yaihananeva pashyati. So, if the reality is one, one means it is secondless. You don't say one, reality alone is absolutely there. Reality alone is absolutely means there's no second parallel reality. Not only there's no second reality, there cannot be second reality, but there's no second thing other than the reality. That is why we say ekaha atma, advitiyaha atma, advaitaha atma. Which means there is perception of duality, there's experience of duality as I and this. I am here as experience of the world, with the body, mind, sense, consciousness, as an enjoyer, experiencer. And there's a world of plurality of objects which is experienced. So this experience, experienced duality is experienced. The experience is there. In our perception, there is a duality, the knower known duality. And this known world also is constituted of plurality of objects. There's multiplicity, plurality. So the world appears to be many. Nana iva asti. But this appearance of plurality, appearance of the world being many, the world being the world of many, countless number of forms and functions, is only an appearance. Which means There's no world other than the Atma, really. It's only in appearance it is there. Absolutely, there is no duality, there's no plurality. This is the second thing other than the Atma. What is there is only the Atma. And that Atma, the only all-pervasive reality, has to be arrived at. Only as the Swarupam, very nature of the experiencer, as the truth obtaining in the mind of an individual, is arrived only in the mind. Because mind is the seat of Antakaranam, is the inter instrument of knowledge, where we have this buddhi, the seat of knowledge. It means seat of cognitions. And all the cognitions which rise in resolve are manifestations of the same truth. That's why we say the truth is available for recognition as the source of manifestation of knowledge and the truth of I. That is discussed in this mantra, which you have already seen. So manasai vedam aptavyam nehananasti kinchana. If a person fails to understand this fact, if he takes what he perceives as real, what he perceives as mithya, it is not real. What he mistakes the mithya perceptual world of duality as real, then he is still ignorant of the fact. He is ignorant of the self. Therefore, he cannot help having wrong identity, wrong notions. Thereby, such a person, accepting what he perceives as real, he'll continue to be in samsara, moving from death to death. Okay, let us see the manasa eva idam aptavyam iha kinchana nana na asti yaha iha nana eva pashyati saha mrityoho mrityum gachyati. Okay, I'm reading the bhashyam, that's full few lines. Manasa idam brahma ekarasam aptavyam. I'm reading the bhashyam now. Manasa idam brahma ekarasam aptavyam. Brahmaikarasam aptavyam. Manasa, mind cannot understand. Only through the mind alone, when making use of the instrument of knowledge called Antakkanam alone, Brahmaikarasam, the only essence, the only reality, the only truth, the essential nature of everything, the essence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is implementum Brahma, should be understood, should be arrived at. Brahmaikarasam manasa eva aptavyam. That eva is expression of emphasis. There's no other way. Everything is the truth essentially. There's nothing which is not pervaded by the truth. But still, if you go and search for the truth in every object, in anything external, then you'll be a failure. You can never arrive at the truth. Instead of searching for the truth as an object, even though every object in and through is pervaded by the truth, you know, there's no thing called object at all, really speaking, absolutely. The subject-object division is only relative. Absolutely everything is Brahman. But can you find that Brahman everywhere? Brahman is everything. Brahman being all-pervasive also can be understood only when you arrive at the truth, reality, Brahman, as your own Swarupa, as the very content of I. That is why, as the nearest self, idam brahmaikarasam. Idam means what? This, the essence of essential reality implied with the term Brahma has to be arrived at as the nearest self, the content of I. Atma eva na anyadasti. And once you arrive at the truth, once you arrive at the reality implied with the term Brahma, as the nearest self, as idam, the very content of I, Swarupamasti, knower I, then from the standpoint of that reality, we understand what is, there's only Atma, only the all-pervasive reality. Absolutely, there is no other thing. Anyat na asti. Absolutely, there is nothing other than the Atma. There seems to be Jagat, there are elements, there are elementals, there are living beings, there are non-living things, there are mobile beings, there are immobile beings, there are actions, there are functions, the results of actions, the experiences of pairs of opposites, time, space. What about all this? All these things can be reduced to one word, Jagat. Jayate gacchati iti Jagat. Objective universe. Doesn't it exist? There is objective universe. Relatively, empirically. Absolutely, there's no Jagat, which exists independently, outside of, other than the truth. It has only seeming, apparent existence. Therefore, Atma eva asti. All that is, it is only the reality which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, Atma eva asti. Atma eva asti. Anyat nasti. There's nothing other than the Atma exists here. Absolute. Aptecha nanatra pratyupasthapikaya. Aptecha. Once the reality is arrived at, once the only secondless non-dual reality of the entirety of the cosmos is arrived at, as the very sroop of the knower, as the very content of I, nanatva pratyupasthapikaya sthapikayaha vidyayaha nivruttatvat iha brahmani nana nasti kinchana anumatramapi aptecha. Once the reality is arrived at, understood, ascertained as the very truth of I, the experiencer, am the Atma. I, the knower, am Atma. I, the self, am the abstract, formless, attributeless, all-pervasive reality implied with the term Atma. You cannot resolve the wave anywhere else other than the water. You have to say wave is nothing. Nothing but water. Similarly, the substance of a substantive I is nothing but abstract, formless, subtlest, pure knowledge. The content, there is no substance other than pure knowledge for the substantive I. once you arrive at it, when you distinguish yourself as the knower from the known world, the material world of objects, when you try to discover what this knower is, who this knower is, what this I is, you cannot help stumbling upon the abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge. So when this reality is arrived at, understood, ascertained as one's own sarupam, as the truth of oneself, of nature, avidyayaha nivruttattvam bhavati. Avidyayaha nivruttattvam. Avidya has the status of becoming the eliminated, dispelled. When the reality is arrived at, aptecha nivruttattvam, there is ignorance, the ignorance has avidyayaha nivruttattvam. Avidya has the status of being the dispelled, being eliminated. And avidya becomes dispelled. Which avidya? The avidya, which is the presenter, upasthapika. Upasthapika means presenter. Upasthapayati means presence. Sthadatu. Tishtati, a causative verb is sthapayati. Tishtati sthapayati. And upasthapayati. Upasthapayati means puts in front. Presence. Prati upasthapayati. The two prefixes. Prati upasthapayati. Pratyupasthapayati. Presence. Pratyupasthapakaha. Presenter, masculine gender. Pratyupasthapakam, that which presents. Pratyupasthapika, presenter, stilinga shabda. Avidya is the presenter. Avidya is the one who presents this false appearance. Only avidya alone. What nana to pratyupasthapika? Nanatvasya pratyupasthapika avidya. Nanatvasya pratyupasthapika avidya. Ignorance is the presenter of the plurality, manyness, multiplicity of the world of objects. Nanatvasya pratyupasthapika avidya. So, nanatva pratyupasthapikayaha avidyayaha nivruttattvam asti. Ignorance has this status of being eliminated. Against which presents the plurality. The presenter of plurality, the ignorance which makes the world of plurality appear, which lends appearance to this world of plurality, that ignorance becomes eliminated when the reality is arrived at. How long can the ignorance exist? How long can the ignorance present this, cause the appearance of the world of plurality, as long as the truth does not become revealed? Aptecha, once the truth is arrived at, then ignorance becomes dispelled. The ignorance which presents this plurality, this which lends appearance for this world of plurality, becomes eliminated. Then what happened? Nivruttatvat, due to this ignorance, the presenter of plurality has the status of being eliminated. In the wake of jnanam, இஹ பிரம்மணி நானா நாஸ்தி கிஞ்சன. இன் திஸ் திஸ் ஆல் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி அப்டைனிங் அஸ் த நியரஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் இம்ப்ளைட் பை த டெர்ம் பிரம்ம இன் தட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மணி நானா நாஸ்தி தேர் இஸ் நோ ப்ளூராலிட்டி. ஐ மீன் வாட் தேர் ஆர் மீன் தேர் இஸ் தேர் இஸ் நோ Nana Nasti means there is no such a thing as many in the truth. Nana Nasti. It's like as long as you do not see the water as the truth of the ocean, obtaining the truth of the wave, you see the ocean, you see the wave-ocean difference, and you see the plurality of waves which constitute the ocean. But once you shift the attention from the form to the very swaroop of the water, from the standpoint of the water, jale aapte. Okay, so what happens now? The ocean becomes resolved, negated, waves become negated. From the standpoint of the water, there is no wave-ocean difference. There is no plurality of waves also. Similarly here, but aptecha brahmani, when the truth is arrived at, and ignorance becomes dispelled, ignorance, the presence of plurality becomes dispelled, then kinchana nana nasti, there's nothing plural at all. Anumatram api, even the tiniest also. Anumatram api means what? Anumatram api, even the tiniest, the tiny thing also is not there means, even little also is not there. What does it mean? There is no plurality at all. Anumatram api, nana nasti. There's no plurality at all. Why Upanishad has to say this? Because when once you open your eyes, you are interacting with the world, how can you deny the existence of world of plurality? How can you say the world is mithya? It is as though it is not absolutely real. So the plurality is absolutely not real. It's as though real. Duality as though real. All the experiences are not real. How can you say that? Because you can't say. But you can say, in spite of having this experience of plurality and duality, you can say, there is no plurality. There's no plurality at all. If you can see the ultimate truth, the absolute reality, obtaining as the content of I being formless, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Okay. Yes tu punaha avidya timira drishtim yastu punaha avidya timira drishtim na munchati. Avidya timira drishtim na munchati yaha, whoever, to indeed. Punaha means what? No. Who missed that vision? Yahatu punaha. Whoever is missing that vision, missing, whoever does not see this fact, yes tu punaha. Avidya timira drishtim na munchati. One does not give up The erroneous perception, timira drishtihi, means what? The erroneous perception caused by ignorance. Timira drishtihi. Timiram is the nimittam. Timiram means ignorance. Ignorance is the cause for erroneous perception. So, timira drishti means erroneous perception caused by ignorance. So, avidya timira drishtihi. Drishtihi, vision, perception. And timira drishtihi, the clouded erroneous perception caused by what? Avidya. Avidya timira drishtihi, erroneous perception caused by ignorance. Avidya timira drishtim yahana manchati. The person who does not give up that does give means what? One who does not get the erroneous perception caused by ignorance corrected through knowledge. Thereby, nana iva pashyati. Thereby, sees the world of plurality, sees the world of plurality and duality as real. One who mistakes the perception of world duality as real, nana iva pashyati, saha, mrityoho mrityum gacchati eva. He continues to be in samsara, going from death to death, helplessly, choicelessly. Gacchati eva. What choice does he have? He does go from death to death, means he does continue to remain in samsara. Swalpam api bhedam adhyaropayan. Swalpam api bhedam adhyaropayan. Even little of difference. Superimposing even little of difference. Adhyaropayati superimposes. Adhyaropayan superimposing even little of difference. If a person sees this world of plurality, world to be many, world to be of plurality of things, and he takes it as real, absolutely real, then that person continues to be in samsara. He superimposes what? Superimposing the difference. What difference? I'm different from the world is different from me. Every being is different from every other being. So, jiva ishvara beda, jiva jagat beda, jiva jiva beda, vastu vastu beda. Such a person, even slight little of difference he sees also. Swalpam api bedam madhyaropayan, superimposing that even little of a difference upon the non-dual reality, secondless reality, Atma. If he sees this world of plurality to be real, then he continues to be in samsara. Okay. Next mantra. We'll see. Now, the same fact. This reality is available for recognition in the mind only. Only for a human being, Atma is recognizable. Why? Because only for the human being, there is self-consciousness. The self-consciousness, self-awareness, there is knowledge of self-existence. Who has this in this world? Only human being has. And where does the knowledge rise? Knowledge of self-existence rise in terms of I am. I am a human being. this knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, the self-conscious, the self-awareness, where does it rise? Rise only in the mind, in the form of a thought, in the form of a cognition. And the thought comes and goes. Knowledge of self-existence comes and goes. Where it is there, it is waking state. When this knowledge of self-existence is there, it is waking state. Where it resolves, it remains resolved, it is deep sleep state. So only when there is knowledge of self-existence, there can be knowledge of the existence of the world also. There can never be knowledge of the existence of the world without knowledge of the existence of the self. Therefore, we don't need to worry about our knowledge of the existence of the world. We just discover the first and the foremost of the cognitions is the I sense, the knowledge of self-existence. Without the rising of which, there cannot be knowledge of anything else in the world. And that knowledge of self-existence rises, exists, remains, and resolves. So Shastram repeatedly says, if you discover that, this knowledge, the first and foremost, the cognitions, where it rises, where it exists, where it resolves, you have arrived at this truth, the source of that knowledge. Therefore, Upanishad says beautifully here, this all-pervasive reality is available for recognition only as the content of I in the mind, antahkaranam. Antahkaranam is inexplicably subtlest material stuff. And antahkaranam is an indriyam. Obtaining within the physical heart, golakam. And a physical heart is placed comfortably between, in the middle of the physical body. So well protected, well covered. And the heart is always on both sides covered by what? Ribs. You know this, our bones, chest bones. Therefore, it says, as Atma is available for recognition, the content of I, Atma here is said to be Angushtamatraha. Let me just read the mantra here. Angushtama. Punarapi tadeva prakritam brahma ah. Again, Upanishad presents the content pertaining to the same reality which is under discussion. The same absolute reality, Brahma, obtaining as the nearest self, is being discussed. Which has been under discussion is again discussed in this mantra. Tadeya prakritam brahma aha. Prasanna says Upanishad, what? Angushtamatra purusha madhya atmani tishthati. Angushtamatra purusha madhya atmani tishthati. Ishano bhuta bhavyasya natato vijugupsate. Yetadvaitat angushtamatra purusha madhya atmani tishthati. Angushtamatra purusha madhya atmani tishthati. Ishano bhuta bhavyasya natato vijugupsate. Yetadvaitat அங்குஷ்டமாத்திரப் புருஷோ மத்ய ஆத்மனி திஷ்டதி ஈசானோ பௌத பௌக்யஸ்ய ந ததோ விஜுகுப்ஸதே ஏதத்வைதத். அங்குஷ்டமாத்திரா புருஷா மத்யே திஷ்டதி ஆத்மனி திஷ்டதி. புருஷா, வாட் டு புருஷா மீன்? புரே உஷதி இதி புருஷா, த பர்சன், தி அப்சல்யூட் பீயிங், தி அப்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட் ரியாலிட்டி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், தி பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் as pure consciousness which indwells every being, which indwells every being as the very true innermost essence is purushaha. Not only reality pure ushati, na kevalam pure ushati, sarvam pureti. It also fills everything. Sarvam purayati. Pure ushati, sarvam purayati. Sarvam purayati, ataha pure api ushati. The reality fills everything. Fills everything means what? It is there as the truth, the existence of everything. Reality pervades, fills time factor. Now we say, water fills the wave means what? Water lends existence to the wave. Water fills the ocean means what? Water lends existence to the ocean. What is in the form of very existence, very content, very truth of ocean, the waves, which means there cannot be waves or ocean without the water. Similarly, here this abstract, formless, subtlest reality fills the entirety of the cosmos. It fills the time, it fills the space, it fills all the forms, aims and functions which exist within the realm of time and space. Sarvam purayati. That's why everything is, water fills the wave, therefore wave is water. Similarly here, this abstract formless reality fills everything, therefore everything is the reality, Brahma. The reality implied with term Brahma. Time is reality, time is Brahma, space is Brahma, elements are Brahma. All the elementals are Brahma, living beings are Brahma, non-living things are Brahma, mobile beings are Brahma, immobile beings are Brahma, all parts of opposites are Brahma, all functions are Brahma, all actions are Brahma, divisions are Brahma, differences are Brahma, duality is Brahma, plurality is Brahma, but Brahman is nothing of this. Brahman is neither dual, Brahman is not duality, not plurality, not many, not differences, not divisions. Brahman is not elements, not elementals, not anything in it. What is Brahman then? Abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Therefore, what do we say? Sarvam purayati iti purushaha. So being all pervasive, all filling, reality obtains as the innermost essence. Therefore, pure ushati iti purushaha. The purushaha. Madhye atmani tishtati. The sentence itself will sound very funny if I say all pervasive reality remains in the middle, in the mind, within the physical body. The sentence itself will sound very funny. What it means is what? Why the poet states that way? That all-pervasive reality, all-filling reality, Purushaha, is available for recognition as the content, as the innermost essence of the individual being, as the truth of I, as the very swarupam of the I sense, the first and the foremost, the cognitions. In the antakaram, in the mind, and mind, which is inside, which is within the golakam called heart, the heart which is inside, in the middle of the physical body, middle of the chest. Therefore, it is said here. And because available for recognition in the mind, as the truth of I, Upanishad is presenting this Atma as Angushtamatraha. Angushtaha means what? Thumb. Angushtamatraha Purusha. The Purusha is only of the size of the thumb. Formless reality cannot be said to be of the size of the thumb. But here Upanishad states, as if the all-pervasive reality is the size of the thumb, because it is available in one's own mind. In the mind of every individual, for every individual, available for recognition as the truth of I. Therefore, the word Angushta is used. We shall not mistake it, really. Again, one more reason is why Purusha is said to be Angushta Matraha. The all-pervasive, all-filling reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, is not of the size of the thumb, but is the very truth without whose presence, without whose blessing, there cannot be anything else. If you have to make use of your hand, you have to make use of all the four fingers to do anything, you need the support of the thumb. If a person has only four fingers which are together, and without having this, the distant thumb, which is away from all four of them, I tell you, it's very difficult to do things. Thumb lends support to all the four fingers. It is thumb, by its mere presence, it helps the very hand to be of use, and for all the four fingers to be of use. The thumb. That's why Ekalavya, you know, gave his thumb. Because once thumb is given, with four fingers, he can never shoot again. As a Guru Dakshina to Dronacharya, Ekalavya gave his thumb. Because thumb is so important, without which all four fingers cannot be used. We cannot serve any purpose. But with the thumb, all four fingers of so much, all four fingers are of great use with the thumb. Without the thumb, all four fingers will be of no use. Means cannot be as much, cannot be of use, as much use as possible. Therefore, Angushta is very important. Similarly, without the I sense, there cannot be the knowledge. Without the knowledge of self-existence, there cannot be knowledge of the existence of the world. And the knowledge of self-existence itself is possible because of the source of manifestation. And source of manifestation is abstract, formless, subtlest reality. Therefore, that reality implied by the term Brahma or Atma being available for recognition as the content of I in the mind, Atmani, at reality remains there. Reality, all pervasive reality remains there, stays there as the truth of I. Devaprabhu says, Angushtamatra Purushaha Madhye Atmani Tishtati. Reality, Atma is in the mind. So, the all pervasive, all filling truth, reality, Purushaha, implied the term Purushaha, as though it's the size of a thumb, remains, stays, dwells in the mind, within the heart of the physical body. The physical heart, which belongs to the body, physical body. Now, who is this? Who is this? That Atma, that Purusha, is none other than Ishanaha, is the only Lord. The Lord within whose presence there cannot be time factor at all. The time factor at all. Who lends existence the very time factor. Therefore, the Lord of time factor. Lord of everything is the Lord of time factor. The Lord of past and future. Bhuta bhavyasya. Bhutasya, vartamanasya, bhavyasya. The Lord of three periods of time. The Lord of time factor. The Lord of the past and the future. The true, very truth of what? The Lord means what? The one who lends existence is the Lord here. The one who is there as the cause is the Lord. Bhuta bhavyasya ishanaha. The ruler of time factor, the Lord of the time factor, the Lord of past and future, is there as the truth, as though of the size of a thumb, available for recognition in the mind, obtaining within the heart, in the middle. Which means what? This mantra is a Mahavakya mantra. Already Bhuta Bhavyasa Ishanaha Eva Angushtamatraha Purushaha. Angushtamatraha Purushaha is what? The truth obtaining as the truth of I. The innermost essence of every individual. Jiva Swarupam. And that Jiva Swarupam is what? The essential nature of the individual is the Swarupam of, is the very, very Ishvara. The Swarupam of everything here, the Lord of the time factor. Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishana, which means Ishvara alone is there as the Swarupam of every individual. Ishvara alone is there as the Swarupam of every individual. So, Jiva is non-different from Ishvara. Every Jiva is Ishvara only, essentially. Ishvara is not Jiva, but every Jiva is Ishvara only, essentially. Why? Because Ishvara alone is there as Jiva. And who is that Ishvara? That Ishvara is Purusha, the all-filling reality. Obtaining as the innermost essence in the mind, available for recognition in the mind, obtaining within the physical heart. Therefore, Rupa says, is of the size of a thumb. But without that Atma, nothing can have, Nothing can exist here. Everything which seems to be existent now will lose its status of being existent without the blessing of that Atma. Therefore, just as the thumb is thumb lends existence and support for the rest of the fingers, so also here, the only Atma obtaining as the nearest self alone lends like consciousness, sentiency, the capacity to function to all this inner powers, inner functions that with the physical body, lends life to the body, mind, sense, corpus, thereby lends existence to the world also. That's why they are not two. Bhuta bhavyasya ishanaha angushta matraha purushaha madhye atmani tishthati. If a person discovers this fact, Upanishad does not say explicitly, but what is the benefit of discovering this angushta matraha purushaha being non-different from bhuta bhavyasya ishanaha? Angushta Matraha Purushaha is none other than Ishanaha, the Lord of the time factor, past and future. It means there's no difference, absolutely, essentially. If a person discovers this fact, then Tataha. Tataha means thereafter. Thereafter means what? After discovering this fact of the individual self, the angushta matraha purushaha being non-different from Ishanaha, then na vijugupsate, the person does not desire to protect, does not aspire for security. Na vijugupsate, gopayitum na ichyati. The person does not seek security, does not aspire for security, does not try desire to protect, because the person discovers one's own real nature being the source of security. The person discovers also the self being the absolute, absolutely secure, the absolute source of security. The aspiration for security, the desire to be secure will be there only as long as a person feels insecure. The sense of insecurity can be centered on I only as long as a person has identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Only when a person looks at oneself as isolated individual, only as long as a person does not know the very truth of I. If a person discovers what I is, what I am, who I am, then in the wake of the knowledge of one's own surupam being Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha, one's own surupam being Ishvara, the Lord of time factor, then this it does not desire to protect, does not aspire for security. He discovers himself being the source of security. Etadvaitat, therefore what? This nearest self indeed is the truth of the whole. Brahma, Tad. So Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one and the same, only Atma or Brahma. Okay, now let us see this now. Angushta matra purushaha atmani madhye tishthati. And that purusha alone, bhuta bhavyasi ishanaha asti. Tataha after having discovered this fact of the Swarup of individual and the Swarup of the Isha being one and the same, Navijugupsate, one does not seek, one does not, one does not search for security, protection anymore. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Angushtamatrongushtaparimanaha. I'm reading the Bhashyam now. Angushtamatraha. Angushtaparimanaha. Angushtamatraha means, parimana means size, measure. Angushta parimanaha, the one who is of the size of a thumb is angushta parimanaha. Angushta parimanam. Angushta parimanam, objective case form. Hridaya pundarikyam. Hridaya pundarikam, the lotus, the physical heart. The physical heart obtaining within the physical body. It's said to be the golakam, the physical part where the indriyam resides. That physical part, which is like a lotus, lotus bud. The hridaya pundarikam, the hridaya pundarikam, the physical heart looking like a lotus, lotus bud, is of the size of a thumb. The Hridaya Pundarikam, the physical heart, which is of the size, which is of the shape of a lotus bud, is of the size of a thumb. Angushta Parimanam Hridaya Pundarikam. Okay. Tachidravati. Tachidravarti. Antakarana upadhi. Tachidravarti antakarana upadhi. Chidra means hole. Chidra means hole. And the hole implies what? The space. Chidram literally means hole. Not W-H-O-L-E. H-O-L-E. Chidram means hole. And a hole implies what? Space. Chidre vartate iti chidravarti. Chidravartin nakarantaha pullingaha chidravartin shabdaha. Chidre yaha vartate sah chidravarti. The one who remains in the space of the hole. There's a hole. The hole implies space. One who remains in the space within the physical heart. There is space within the physical heart. There, what is there? There is antahkaranam. Antahkarana upadhi. So antahkarana upadhi is chidravarti. And a chidra varti antahkarana upadhihi. This manifesting medium called internal, the manifesting medium called mind, otherwise said to be internal instrument of knowledge as antahkaranam, is what now remains in this space. So, chidre vartate iti chidravarti. Where does the antahkaranam, the manifesting medium called antahkaranam, remain? Where does it remain? Kutra vartate. Antahkarana upadhihi. Kutra vartate. Chidre. చిద్రే వర్తతే ఇది చిద్రవర్తి అంతఃకరణ ఉపాధి. మీన్స్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ హార్ట్ అంగుష్ట మాత్ర పరిమాణం, హృదయ పుండరీకం ఇస్ ది గోళకం. ది ఫిజికల్ హార్ట్ లుకింగ్ లైక్ అ లోటస్ బర్డ్ ఈ ది సైజ్ ఆఫ్ అ థంబ్, అండ్ విదిన్ ది స్పేస్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది స్పేస్ అప్టైనింగ్ విదిన్ ది ఫిజికల్ హార్ట్ in the space obtaining within the physical heart remains vartate, means what remains, stays, remains what, the antahkarana upadhi, the manifesting medium called mind, antahkarana. And in the antahkaranam, very swaru, as the very existence of the antahkaranam, the very existence of every thought modification is available for recognition, this Purusha, the all-pervasive reality, appearing as the innermost essence. Therefore, Angushta Matraha, Angushta Matra Vamsha, Vamsha Parva Madhyavarti, అంబరవత్ పురుష అంగుష్ట మాత్ర. నౌ హీస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ అంగుష్ట వేర్ ఇస్ అంతఃకరణం, ఈస్ విదిన్ ది లోటస్ బడ్ లైక్ ఫిజికల్ హార్ట్, విన్ ది స్పేస్ విద్ ఇన్ ది ఫిజికల్ హార్ట్. అండ్ దేర్ అంగుష్ట మాత్ర, అంగుష్ట మాత్ర వంశ పర్వ మధ్యవర్తి అంబరవత్ పురుష. అంగుష్ట మాత్ర పురుష, నౌ పురుష ఇస్ ఆల్ ఫిల్లింగ్, ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్, ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, ఆల్ ఫిల్లింగ్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ది టర్మ్ ఆత్మ ఆర్ పురుష ఈస్ దేర్ మధ్యవర్తి. In the middle, therefore he is now, he, Purusha is said to be Angushta Matraha, because Purusha is available for recognition, then Madhyavarti, like what, like Ambaravat. Ambaram means space, Ambaravat, just as this all pervasive space which is available, which obtains, Madhyavarti, which obtains in the middle. What? Vamsha Parva. Parva means the joint. Vamsha means the bamboo. That's why Krishna is called Vamshi Krishna. Because he is always, Krishna is always holding the bamboo, the flute made of bamboo. Therefore, he is called Vamshi Krishna. So, Vamshi, the Vamshaha means the bamboo. Vamshaha also means clan, dynasty, etc. Raghuvamsha, we say. But here, Vamsha means the bamboo is called Vamsha because the bamboo always grows from the root of the previously existing, the tree which existed before, but Vamsha. Vamsha Parva means joint of the bamboo. Angushta Matra Vamsha Parva Madhyavarti Ambaram, the space obtaining within the joints of a bamboo. Space obtaining between the two joints of a bamboo. All pervasive space. Ambaram means all pervasive. That's why Bhagavan is called Ekambaraha. Bhagavan has space as the old, space is all pervasive. And space is, space covers everything. So Bhagavan is said to be having the only dress of space. He's got a ekambaraha. And Bhagavan, being all pervasive, he cannot be covered by anything. Therefore, he is non-coverable. Nirvanam Brahma, Digambaraha. All the directions are ambaram for him. Dishaha ambaram, yasya. Taka dik ambaraha, digambaraha. All the directions are form Bhagavan's dress. Digambaraha, ekambaraha. Anyway. Now, here we say, ambaravatu, like the space obtaining within the two points, so two joints of a bamboo. The bamboo is very long, but still the two joints of a bamboo is of the size of a, the space is all pervasive. But still the space is said to be of the size of a, this, even though immeasurably, all pervasive space is said to be of the size of a thumb, which obtains within the two joints of a bamboo. Similarly here, this all pervasive pure knowledge, pure consciousness, obtaining within, obtaining in the mind, available for recognition, the mind, which the mind which exists, obtained within the physical heart, which is the size of a thumb, is also said to be angushtamatraha. All pervasive atma available for recognition in the antahkaranam. Antahkaranam is indriyam. Indriyam is within the golakam of physical heart. And physical heart is like a lotus bud, and which is the size of a thumb. Therefore, atma is said to be angushtamatraha. So don't mistake. Just as space obtaining within the two joints of the bamboo is said to be angushtamatram, ambaram, so also this atma, all-pervasive atma, obtaining within an individual's mind, all is said to be angushtamatraha. It does not mean atma is of the size of a thumb. Space is not of the size of a thumb. Because of the upadhi sambandha. Okay, so it says, angushtamatraha. Angushtamatra vamsha parva madhyavarti ambaravatu. Like the space obtaining in the middle of the two joints of the bamboo is said to be of the size of a thumb. So also Purushaha, this all filling, all pervasive reality, Purusha, Purnam, okay, Ambaravatu, is also said to be Angushtamatraha. Okay, now, Purushaha, Purnam Anena Sarvamiti Purushaha. Why this Atma is said, implied with the term Purushaha? Sarvam Purnam Anena. Everything has been filled by this reality. Everything is filled by this reality, pervaded by this reality. Therefore, this reality is implied by the term Purushaha. Sarvam Purnam Anena. Anena means by this reality. Therefore, reality is implied by the term Purushaha. Okay. Madhye. Madhye means what? In the middle. What does it mean? Atmani. Sharire tishthati. In the middle means it obtains, being available for recognition in the mind within the physical body. Atmani, in the mind within the physical body. Sharire tishthati. Yaha tam atmanam That Atma, that all-pervasive, all-filling reality by which alone everything is filled, by that reality remains, is available for recognition in the mind within the physical body. That reality is implied with the Atma. That Atma is Ishanaha. Atmanam Ishanam Bhuta Bhavyasya. That Atma is the Lord of time, the Lord of root of past and present. Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanam Atmanam Yaha Sharire Madhye Tishtati Purushaha. Who remains? That Purusham Viditva. Having known, having discovered that Atma, Tataha thereafter, Na Vijugupsate. One does not desire to protect oneself. One does not aspire for security. One does not do anything for security. In fact, as long as we are ignorant, whatever we do is for our security only. Actually, all the time we are searching for security. Through many things we are searching for security. Because underneath there is a very strong notion that I am insecure. I'm insecure. The sense of insecurity is centered on I and is a common human universal fundamental problem. That the sense of insecurity is centered on I am insecure. Body is insecure, you don't say, I am insecure. And this very strong notion, I am insecure, implying the common human fundamental problem centered on I, is what expression of one's erroneous self-perception and wrong identity and the superimposition of limitations of anatma upon the atma caused by ignorance. Therefore, how long a person feels insecure? Only as long as one does not know one's own self. When a person discovers that Ishana, the Lord being one's own Swarupam, one's own self, having discovered this fact, thereafter the person discovers one's own self being the source of security, then one does not seek security anymore, does not search for security anymore. Na vijugupsate ityadi purvavat. We have to understand like how we understood the previous mantra. Very nice. Now, next mantra. Thirteenth mantra. Kimcha. The word parva. Parva is a nakaranta shabda. Parvan shabda. Vamsha parva means joint is called parva. Vamsha parva, joint, two joints of the vamsha, the bamboo. And how big is the size of the bamboo obtaining within the two joints? The size of a thumb. Sometimes some vamsha, the space, the size of the bamboo between two joints may be longer than that also. But it's just an example. Kincha. 13th mantra. Angushtamatra purusha jyotirivadhumakaha. அங்குஷ்டமாத்திர புருஷோ ஜோதிரிவாதூமகஹ ஈசானோ பூதபவ்யஸ்ய சயேவாத்யசவுஷ்வஹ ஏதத்வைதத் அங்குஷ்டமாத்திர புருஷோ ஜோதிரிவாதூமகஹ ஈசானோ பூதபவ்யஸ்ய The previous mantras, one fact, the reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is of that reality is implied by Tamishwara, and that reality was discussed in terms of the nature of all pervasiveness. Not only horizontally, vertically also, means what? Time-wise also. Reality, there's no time when reality is not. Time-wise also, reality is limitless. Because time factor is relative. Time factor comes and goes. In awareness, In awareness, in consciousness, time factor comes and goes. So reality is the very truth which lends existence even to the time factor. Therefore, reality is free from time limitation. Reality is not subject to time. Kala Kaleshwaraha, Kala Rahitaha, Trikala Jnaha. All these are names of Ishvara, Trikalajna. Therefore, again, Sahayeva Adya Saha Ushvaha. That reality, being time-wise limitless, is of the nature of timelessness. That abstract reality implied by the term Atma, who is said to be the Lord of the time, is free from time limitation, the nature of timelessness. Time itself is dependent on Atma for its existence. It's Atma which lends existence to time factor. That is why mantra says, Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha, that Atma is the Lord, the ruler of time factor, the past and present, the past and future, are three periods of time. Saha eva adya, that Atma alone is here today, means what? Now, in the present, Atma alone will be there tomorrow. Means what? Atma alone was there before, Atma alone is now, Atma alone will be in future. Which means, Atma will never come and go. Atma never comes and goes. Atma has been beginninglessly, changelessly. Atma is beginninglessly, changelessly. Atma will ever be beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly. Atma has no today. Atma has no tomorrow. Atma has no past. Atma has no future. The past, present, future, yesterday, today, tomorrow, all of this exists in time only. Atma alone has been beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly. Atma will ever be beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly. Therefore, Atma is what said to be the Lord, the ruler of time. Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha Sahayeva Adya Saha Ushvaha. Adya means today, Shvaha means tomorrow. You all know very well kindergarten language. The Atma alone is here now, today. Atma alone will be there in future also. We mean Atma is absolutely timeless, absolutely indestructible. Not due to time. That Atma who is said to be the Lord of time alone is what now? Angushtamatra Purusha. Angushtamatraha Purushaha. This all-filling, all-pervasive reality implied by the term Purusha. Obtaining as the nearest self, the truth of I in the mind, obtained within the physical heart, which is of the size of a thumb. That Purusha, Jyotihi, that Purusha is of the nature of brilliance, effulgence, radiance, splendor, light. Reality is of the nature of brilliance, radiance, effulgence, light. What does it mean? We should not literally take the word jyoti as light. Light stands for pure knowledge. Why pure knowledge is implied by the term jyoti, light? See, that which illumines is light. What is jyotihi? Kim jyoti? Jyotihi is a napumsakalinga shabda, neuter gender word. Jyotihi, light, is that which illumines. That which illumines means that which brings the opaque things to light without requiring any other light, without requiring the opaque support of opaque things, that which is self-luminous, and that which brings opaque things to light is the illuminator of opaque things, is said to be light. But why knowledge is said to be light, please understand, knowledge is not light, but knowledge is like the light. But knowledge is implied by the term light because knowledge also illumines. Knowledge illumines. Knowing is illumining. Knowledge brings the world of inert material objects to light. Knowledge brings the world of material, inert material objects to light. Knowledge illumines the world of inert material objects. Thereby lends existence. So knowing is illumining, illumining is lending existence. Knowing is illumining, illumining is lending existence. The world is not known, the world cannot shine, the world cannot be illumined. The world is not illumined, the world will remain covered, remain in the covered by the darkness of ignorance. The world will lose its status of being existent. Even though knowledge does not create the world, please understand, light does not create the opaque things, but still without light, opaque things will lose their status of being existent, because they can have the status of being existent only when they shine, they come to light, they are brought to light, for they are dependent on the light. They have to shine after the light. Similarly, the pure knowledge, pure consciousness, or you can say the reality, abstract formless reality, which is of the surum of knowing, is implied by the term pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And that reality, by its mere presence, light without doing anything, just by its mere presence, it shines, it brings the world of opaque things to light, it illumines, thereby it lends existence. Similarly here, the Atma, which is of the nature of pure knowledge also, by its mere presence, sannidhi matrena, sarvam bhasayati, brings, it illumines the world of inert material objects, thereby it brings the world to light, thereby it lends existence. Therefore, it's said to be Jyotihi. And not with Jyotihi, not the light. It's a Jyotihi, the light, which is mixed with the smoke. Not smoky flame, not smoky or clouded light, not clouded light or smoky flame. It is smoke-free, smokeless, pure light, effulgence. Adhumakam Jyotihi. Jyotihi is a neutral gender word. So it must be Adhumakam Jyotihi. But Chandasa, we cannot question Adhumakaha Jyotihi. No, Adhumakam Jyotihi in conventional language. Adhumakaha Jyotihi means Adhumakam Jyotihi. Dhumaha, Dhumaha, smoke. Dhumakaha with the smoke. Dhumakam Jyotihi. Flame or fire or light with smoke. But Adhumakam Jyotihi. Flame, smokeless, smokeless, smoke free, pure effulgence, pure light, pure flame. So reality is also what now? Pure knowledge, free from the ignorance. It is, there's no ignorance for the Atma. Understand? Atma has no ignorance. Atma is of the nature of pure knowledge. Reality is of the nature of pure knowledge, means reality has no ignorance. It is pure knowledge. So this pure knowledge implies reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, implied by the term Atma alone is real, absolutely real, means pure knowledge alone is absolutely, which means absolutely there is no ignorance. Why? Atma is Adhumakam Jyotihi. He has no ignorance. Atma has no ignorance. And what is ignorance? The darkness of ignorance. The darkness of ignorance is a phenomenon which exists relatively, which enjoys existence in his pure knowledge. Because ignorance is also an object which shines and which comes to light in the light of pure knowledge. Therefore, what is Atma? The pure knowledge. Adhumakam Jyotihi. Pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, which is devoid of ignorance. Okay. That pure consciousness, pure knowledge, the reality, which is all pervasive, is available for recognition in the mind, obtaining within the physical heart, which is of the size of the thumb. Therefore, the Atma is said to be Angushta Matraha. That reality is actually Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha. Saye Vadya Savu Shvaha. Etadvaitat. This nearest self is that truth of the whole cosmos. They are not two. The truth is one and the same. Ishwara and Jiva are essentially one and the same. The truth of the universe, the truth of the individual, body, mind, and complex is one and the same. Okay. Angushtamatra Purusho Jyotira Jyotihi Iva Adhumakaha Jyotihi Iva Adhumakaha Adhumakam Iti Yuktam Adhumakam Iti Yuktam. What is appropriate in conventional language is Adhumakam Adhumakaha. Why? Because Jyotihi, the word Jyoti is a neuter gender word. Paratva. Okay, time now. We'll continue this Bhasham tomorrow. It's all right. I don't think you really need to go back and do any homework. Here itself, everything becomes clear. I think, definitely. Okay. Any questions?
No. Ushati Sunyati?
Huh?
Ushati? Pure Ushati?
Did he say that?
No, when we say Pure Ushati, Purushaha.
Yeah, Ushati means resides, lives, Vasati. Ushati, Vasati mean the same. Okay. The Bhashyam of this mantra we'll see tomorrow.
Pundarikam?
Pundarikam means lotus. Bhagavan is called Pundarikaksha, the lotus eyed. I assumed you know, that's why I didn't explain too much. See, our heart is of the shape of a lotus bud. Don't take it literally. Is somewhat like. Therefore, Hridaya Pundarikam is said. Hridayam Pundarikam iva asti iti pundahira Hridaya Pundarikam. And Hridaya Pundarikam is of the size of a thumb. Therefore, Angushta Matram Hridaya Pundarikam. And here, within the Hridaya Pundarikam, there is space. And in that space, there is Antakkaranam. Antakaram is imperceptible. Person means it is not perceptible because it's behind the sense organs. And the antakaranam, there is eye sense. And there, Atma, the subtlest reality, is available for recognition as the Sarupma of the antakaranam. Because to arrive at the subtlest, you have to go to the subtler thing, isn't it? That is where manifestation is there. Because physical body is also material. Mind is also material product. But why we recognize the Atma only in the mind, not in the physical body? Because, see, the mirror is also earthen. Wall is also earthen product. If you go and see your face in the mirror, you can see the reflection. But in the wall, you can't see the reflection. Because the wall has no transparency, even though it is earthen. But mirror has transparency, even though it is earthen. It's available for recognition. Your face is available for recognition. Similarly here, in the physics, my mind happens to be the subtlest matter. There is, because the transparency, the reflection is, the manifestation is there, therefore available for recognition. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.